Hello everyone, and welcome to the September 2011 contest recording. As I mentioned in the thread, I really didn't go too deep into detail on these critiques solely because the September contest was just a short, essentially bridging the gap between the end of GGW5 and the start of the second AGWL season. So forgive me if you wanted more than this. But quite frankly, there weren't a lot of entries, so screw it, here I go. TLM, you are definitely a master of the form. It seems when you have the formula in hand, your line breaks improve dramatically, and you even step up your delivery. I just loved how feces stood out in this. That's really what made me go like, oh, okay, I get it now. I understand. When you have the formula there for you, it just works. My only complaint worth mentioning is that while the delivery was certainly present in this piece, it didn't have that imagery or personal depth that your prescription series handed me on a silver platter at the end of GGW. Those pieces really let me see you, and this was entertaining and it was creative and it certainly had the style points down, but it didn't have that personal connection that I felt really helped boost your work at the end of last season. So that is my comment there. Rolling on to Solar. I really liked this piece. It was playful and fun, and this time the micro-grammatical fail states that lived on were not bothersome enough to pull me away from the fun that this piece had. I think my real issue with it comes in the last stanza. You might need to have some structural mojo bond time on this one. You didn't roll with rhyme for the whole piece, and it just stood out as so awkward when you decided to include it at essentially the punchline of your work. Maybe that was the point, but I think you're living on this dangerous superposition of two completely opposite states. One says, oh, a rhyme scheme at the end that can come off as cheesy, and the other says, that's kind of an epic, quiet Western walk-off sort of ending. And I'm not really sure where exactly this, the beam is going to fall off the fulcrum, to which side, which one is it going to land in. I think maybe you just should sit there and say, how can I make this a bit better, or how can I tip the scale is a bit, so I'm moving in the direction that I want it to go. I don't know. That one's up to you, but gut feeling. Anyway, Angel. Right off the bat, I'm going to recommend that you pick up some sort of grammar book and get to work on the basics. You have serious structure issues and errors in this piece that really, really need to be corrected and managed before getting onto the deeper points of the literature merits of your piece. I cannot stress enough, and I say this pretty much to every newcomer that goes through this, and don't feel bad because there are many, when you submit a piece into my contest, I expect it to be prepared at a sufficient grammatical level. I expect you to edit the piece. And to be honest, there's some sort of error in almost every single line of this poem. And that's a problem. It's a problem in the sense that I really don't even want to invest time into saying, well, okay, let's get to the subject matter, let's get to your imagery, let's get to your style, when there are just basic issues lingering here that need to be corrected. So my advice to you is just think about that. When I was younger, I picked up RightSource 2000, and that was my little god book for 3 years. When I got to college, there was the little brown book of grammar, which somehow meandered onto my bookshelf. The point is that you have to take the time to invest in learning the tools, because without those tools, you can't go forward and you can't get better. And you're always going to be relying essentially on other people, specifically editors, to cover your mistakes when they're things that you should just be able to handle yourself. So that's my advice to you. 2 pound. I always love the intensity you put into your poetry. And I've dubbed your nickname apparently as Hash. I don't know why, but well, I do know why, but that's just what it is. However, I think this piece took the intensity and nuked sane structure and subject. I give massive props to your entertainment feats, but I think you could have refined this one a bit more to weed out some of the sad panda grammatical errors, as well as tie your story together. You're throwing around space-time continuum in front of a physicist, and this has certain dangers, as in, if you're gonna use it, I'd better fucking get it, as an example. So, I don't really want to tell you to rein it in because it's not in your, it's not really your style to rein things in. It's kind of your style to just tell it how it fucking is. But, there we go. Moving on. In fact, this may be the end. Selby, I was just going to say wow, but I decided that I should probably say more. This is by far, by fucking far, the best piece that you have given me today. I was really hella impressed. I was really impressed with this one. In fact, I was so impressed that I had to verify with like every plagiarism checker I knew that it was yours, because it just stood an order of fucking magnitude, maybe two orders of magnitude, above anything that you have given me up until this point. I loved it. You banked some mad skills with this one. Nicely done. I'm giving the end of September to you. You have earned it. There's really nothing more I have to say about this one. You just banked mad wicked shit ball props. And that is going to be how I close this fucking recording. Now get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.